Hey, what's up? This is Sean Green, and welcome to another show. Today, we got a special show. We got a special guest, but it's not who you think. We got a shit my wife says, and we got an 8 million stories. So lock in and prepare. But first...
You tell him I'm coming! Tell him I'm fucking coming!
All right, this is My Life and Times, and we got a special guest, and his name is Sabri Hassan.
What up?
Unless you say Hassan. Do you say Hassan?
Hassan. Yeah, there you go.
Let me tell you.
Sabri Hassan. There you go.
So let me tell you, me and Sab have been working together for about 2 years, and it was good because, and I met Monty too. And I was like, yo, ain't no other black trainers at this spot.
I knew you were going to go there.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I was like, yes. And for everybody watching, you got the dreads going. 7 years of growth.
7 years.
7 years of growth. So we're going to, I'm all about, you know, I'm not cutting my hair again.
You?
Yep. Oh, not again. I'm growing it out.
Oh, my bad.
Because remember, I had, it was growing out, and then I cut it when I came back because dude gave me the pushback, right? Right? And if you're listening, it was a nice straight line, which is great, but it was far back, and it was wide, too. So I had to, and what's funny is he's on, and when I drive past the barbershop, I always do the straight neck. Like, I might be driving, I'm regular, and I drive by, and I go, and I get mad straight. So I don't look over because he goes, I see you. You fucking cut the hair again, you son of a bitch. Because I told him I was going to come see him.
Hold on. Bro, first of all, you in the wrong neighborhood to get a nice haircut.
He was doing a good job. I'll show you flicks.
Go to Oakland, bro. Go to Fillmore. Go to Polk Street. There's a barber. Bro.
Yo, he did good fades, man. I'll show you the joint. He does good fades, but I'm not. Listen.
How'd he F you up last time? Like,
no, he didn't fuck it up. This is what happened. So this is how barbers are artists. You know barbers
absolutely
are artists.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right?
I used to cut hair too.
Right? So you always feel like, oh, you want to make it a little better, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I had a dude that used to cut our hair, Leroy, and they said, yo, if you got a good fade and a good line, don't ask for a part. Because there's going to be one thing on this haircut that's going to be fucked up, right? So if you got the good line like this and the fade, once you ask for the part, it's going to be too wide. And you're going to go, fuck, I should have just quit while I was ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, you want me to do something else? I could give you a part. No, I'm good. This is good.
I'm good. This is great.
Right? Done. Right? So, and then he used to do this thing with the line. It was like, we call it creeping, dwell in the corner, right? Mm-hmm. So my boy... And you know how you're sitting at the chair and you could look right in the mirror as he's cutting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing with is you're looking out on the street. So you got to trust. So you're facing this way and you're looking outside. People are walking by. Mm-hmm. And the mirror is here. And he's cutting it. And then he does the reveal. He does the spin around. Every time he's done the spin around, I've been like this. Yes.
You get that? Yeah, you see yourself in the mirror, you like.
I was like this, yes.
Poster boy right now.
Yeah, because you know how... pre-haircut, mad insecure, because your shit is kind of nappy.
Right.
And then when you come out, you're like, there's been videos on that coming out like that.
Absolutely.
Right? So, but hooking it up. But what happened is he had the razor, you know, the straight razor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was getting it lined. I'll show you the photos on the phone. Precise, yo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my face gets long, especially when I start to cut out a lot of salt and carbs. My shit gets really long.
Yeah.
And then with the forehead and the long face, yo, my shit was looking like Easter Island. You know Easter Island, those big ass statues with the, I'm going to put it on the screen. Easter Island.
You had the salute from back here?
Yes. It was the pushback, right? Easter Island. Here's the images.
Yo.
My head was looking long like that, right?
Oh, man. right? I can't unsee this. I cannot
see how long this. That shit is. That's what my so I was looking like that. I was like, yo, my dude is Hank. They was like, nah, man, that's how you putting your face like that, so it's making your hairline look. I go, nah.
Like, nah, son, you messed was up.
Way back yeah. like that, right? So as much as I love the banter and everything, let's get into the show. First segment is Shit My Wife Says. So you know this wouldn't be a show without a drop, so let's hit that drop. The reason me and my wife work out is because I always say she says, fuck you, what? As much as she says, I love you. So she keeps it even. She always says, treat him mean, keep him keen. So she's always saying some out-of-pocket shit. Like if you're feeling too good about yourself, she'll say something that kind of, yo, like throw a knife at you. You know what I mean? That's always been my wife, right? So there was one time we was in this restaurant and they have these placemats, right, that are like white paper. And they give you some crayons and pencils, colored pencils, so you could just draw and bullshit around while you're waiting for That's your dope. Food, right? That's so she's dope. An artist. So I started drawing her, and I showed her the photo, and she didn't like it.
Nope.
Because she got kind of a nose, so I did a caricature, so I gave her like kind of a bird nose, and she was wearing a short haircut, right? Uh-huh. So I gave her some hair that went like that. And then I put lines on her forehead because she always does that. It makes the lines on her forehead, right? So she started drawing me. She drew me with a fucking man boob, right?
No,
she drew me with a
bro.
Boob. She drew me with a gut and a butt.
Bruh.
So we are driving down the street, right? And we're over there in Laurel Village. And my wife knows that I train kids and I usually take them to like Rossi Park, Hamilton Rec Park, like an outdoor joint, right? So over Laurel Village, if you come in from like California Street, there's a hidden playground. You can drive past it. You have to know it's there because you go down like this ramp and then there's a basketball court and everything like that, right? And I go, oh yeah, there's a court down there, this and that. And then what she says is, do you take young boys there?
Bruh.
<She's>, so she'll say Bruh. Some shit, right? And I go, don't say it like that. And she goes, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, you know, do they come there? And I was like, that's not even fucking.
That's much worse.
Yeah, right? And she goes, no, that's not what I mean. So Shit My Wife Says always stems from her saying some shit that's just like not really thinking about it, but she'll say. Like there's this one time we were at dinner and I played in Israel. And at this court, we called it the pit. You come in and then you go down, right? So it's fucking freezing. So if you come in, and then you're at the top and then the bleachers go down and then you're already in the nosebleeds when you come into the arena, right? It's freezing because heat rises to the top, right? And then for one, they only heated the gym during games. So when we practice, we used to be practicing in full sweatsuits, right? So you know how people wear the wetsuits?
Yeah.
Right? So I found one that was like, the shoulders were out, so I could still kind of shoot, right? And then it went all the way down to my knees. And you get in it and you zip it up like that. And it was cool, and it was—
So you was looking like a wrestler.
No, but then I had my uniform and stuff over it. But that was keeping my core warm, right? But it was also, because I was always trying to stay lean. So that suit was to keep me warm, and is also to keep me lean, right?
And so you can go wrestle afterwards.
Wrestle, yeah. So we were talking, you know, the wrestling is the most sus. Wrestling, and then maybe American football or rugby. Those are mad sus. The wrestling is the most sus guy on guy shit, right?
Yeah.
Right, so Gilad is talking, and me and Gilad played. He was a point guard, and I was the two, right? And he goes, oh, yeah. And it's just like that suit you used to wear to help you lose weight. And I go, nah. Like, you don't bring that up at the table, right?
Yeah.
And then my wife chimes in, and she goes, Oh yes, just like you used to use the stomach wrap. Cause you know how the waist trimmers?
Yeah.
I used to try to rock the waist trimmer too, right? He's like, yeah, you used to use the stomach wrap to get rid of your gut. And I go, nah. I didn't, you know, we shouldn't bring that up at the table. And then she goes, no, but, you know, we're just talking about it. I go, no, I didn't really use it for, you know, for the gut. It was for my lower back, because my lower back was stiff. I would put Bengay on. Yeah, but you used to use the stomach wrap to, yo, keeps going, right?
Right.
So I was like, okay, I use the stomach wrap. Jesus Christ. Let's just stop talking about it.
Yeah,
I have a problem. I was like this. I have a problem with, you know, my weight. I always feel like I'm fat. Just, can we not talk about this? She's like, all right, good. Calm down. I was like, yo, you brought it up. Yeah. But so
like
she would
four times ago, that should have probably stopped.
The stomach wrap. Yep. She would always bring
have my back over here, please.
Yep. So she would always say some shit. So we drive past the place and she's like, yo, is that where you take young boys?
Bruh.
At least she didn't say little boys there. So anybody that knows me knows that I got stories out the wazoo. So the next segment is called 8 Million Stories. Hope you enjoy.
There are 8 million stories in a naked city.
8 million stories.
Yeah, it was crazy in the Philippines. They had this huge mall. Huge, like one of the biggest malls. Cause
what,
it was this,
what city was it?
It was in Manila.
Okay, so that's the Green something mall. It's big as shit, right?
And it's, yeah, you could get lost in it because it's two different buildings. So I would find a store and go, yeah, after practice, I'm going to go back and go to the store and pick up this, like, remember Casio G-Shocks were big?
Oh, my God. I got one. Yeah.
So I would go back and just be like, I don't even remember where the store is, whether it's in building A or building B. But I would be looking into a window. Mm-hmm. And then turn around and it'd be like 40 people just standing there just looking at it. Yeah. Or I'll be walking through the mall and then some chick would walk right alongside me and someone would jump in front and then just poof, take a picture and then she would just walk away.
Wow.
I was like, you're treating me like I'm a fucking a zoo animal instead of like, hey, green, this and that, let me get a picture.
Yeah.
And then they found out, somebody found out where I was living.
Oh, no, bro.
So I was living at this place called the Renaissance 2000. It was like a big skyscraper, but they had a doorman and everything like that, right? But somehow somebody found out my number and they would just call and they're like, hey, is this Sean Green? I go, yeah. I just want to say that I'm a really big fan of yours. I go, oh, thank you, this and that. All right, listen, I got a game tomorrow, so I'm trying to get some sleep and whatever. Okay. So, you know, I don't know how you got this number, but please don't call this number again. All right. Call back again. So much to where you get upset. Listen, I really appreciate it, but please don't call back. And then it turned into calling me and like, fuck you, and so, and this and that. That I had to take the shit out the wall.
Damn.
And then my girl calls. She goes, I called and it was just ringing. What's going on? I was like, yo, I was getting fucking trolled. People were calling me, cursing me out. So I took my phone out the wall. I don't know. I think something's going on.
You came wearing, bro.
And that was that one that I showed you the photos of. I don't know. I think something's going on. Let me tell you the crazy shit in college, yo. I was dating this girl in college. Right? Listen, I was dating this girl in college, and she was, because I used to love the Latina chicks, because they had the fire, the mad attitude. So I was dating this girl in college, and she came up to the school. She called, because you had to call. If you had my number, you called me. I had no cell phone. Mm-hmm. So you call, and you left a message on the answer machine, and remotely, I could call and get the messages. But I was like, yo, I was in Buffalo. We were playing Niagara University, then we were gonna play Canisius and then Siena, and they were all up in that area, right? So that was a trip that was like 1 week we were away. And if you go online or you got the schedule that I gave you, you know, but also I'm in college and I'm like, yo, we going on a road trip or whatever, right? I wasn't like, yo, listen, we're gonna be away. This is the hotel. I didn't know none of that shit. Yeah. And I was 19 years old.
Right.
I didn't give a shit, right? I was just like, yo, if I come back and you're like, yo, I tried to call you, where were you? right? Oh, I was on the road. I was on the road. We had games. We had these games, right? And she had the media guy. She should have known. What she did was, she had fucked around, and she was feeling mad guilty.
Yeah.
So she projected that shit on me, right? So I got broken up with when I was on the road, and I didn't really do nothing.
Oh.
She was like, I don't know, Sean, because this is what happened. Somebody said, yo, man, I saw your girl walking around campus. She was looking for you. I was like, what? I said, you told her that we was, because she didn't go to the school. She was living in the Bronx. I said, you told her we was on the road? Yeah, you was on the road. I was like, okay, I'll just speak to her when we get back, right? And I was mad poor, too. So it's not like I could call.
19 years old. What year was this?
1989.
No cell phones.
No cell phones. No email, none of that shit.
Yeah, you can't call it. Oh, come on.
Yeah. So I would have to, please. I would have to get a calling card or something and then try to call her crib or her mom's house, right?
Right. Oh, did you say the calling card? I remember those days, man.
You know what I mean? Right?
Wow.
So I have to either do that, call the mom's house and leave a message or something. But I was like, yeah, I'll just sort it out when I get back, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, and then when I got back, her friend was like, yeah, Evie was up here looking for you. And she was like, walking around campus. And it was winter too. And she was tiny. She was like 5'5", maybe 100 pounds. Slim Latin girl, cute as hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I don't know, Sean, I something's going on and I feel it, this and that. And she just fucking broke up.
Yeah, I remember she was feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she broke up with me. And then her friend was like, she got back with her boyfriend, this and that. And I was like, I figured that.
Yeah. How did you take it?
I was fine, yo. I never put, yo, that early on, I never put my eggs in all the same basket. No. You know what I mean? It was crazy. And what's funny is my senior year, I was straight up with everybody. I was like, yo, this is my senior year. I'm going to get drafted. So I'm going to be somewhere else. So
yeah.
I'm not, you know, if you want to hang out and do whatever, but I'm going to be seeing other people.
Yeah.
If you want, I can't believe it, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I don't mean to upset you. I'm just being transparent. So if you want to hang out, here's my number. This and that. A week would go by. They would call me. So what you doing? This and that. I was like,
exactly what I told you I was going to do.
Yeah. Women want honesty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I got mad stories from college and shit like that. Right. What's funny is my first wife, we went to school together, but we didn't even date in school.
Mm-hmm.
I think right at the end of school, we might have dated and everything like that. But we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend during college. But we were in each other's classes, major classes. So we knew each other.
But there was no connection at that time.
But there was no physical connection. Gotcha. But we liked each other. And I was like, maybe I need to get with somebody that I know initially instead of just dating somebody. Like,
how old were you at the time?
When
you got married to?
I was 21, yeah.
21. Oh, damn.
I got out of school when I was 21. Yeah, I was a freshman at 17 in college. Yeah. So, but I was super religious and I had just lost my mother and my father.
Oh, man, sorry to hear that.
So it was like starting a family, start your own family.
Yeah.
I was mad religious, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And I used to see documentaries. It was like this, living in fornication, you're going to go straight to hell. Like if you're living with somebody and you're not married.
Catholic.
Not even Catholic. That was like Pentecostal.
Oh, wow.
Pentecostal was like some Old Testament shit, like vengeful God type shit.
Going to hell tomorrow at 6:05.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
fuck around and find out.
Michael Jackson's Thriller. Remember that shit?
Yeah, absolutely.
My mother was like this. I don't like that. They turning into demons and stuff like that and dancing. No, Sean, that is wrong.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, you too religious, ma. Mad religious, right? So this is what, everybody that's listening, this is the third episode of My Life and Times. But I got my boy Sav on it, and we're thinking of starting our own podcast where people write in if you need advice about anything. If you need advice about, if you got that black friend, say you're non-black and you got that black friend and you want to know, is it cool to say specific things? You can ask us the question.
You mean like the N-word?
It's like this. My wife goes, yes, and I can say it, even though I'm married to you. I go, yeah, right? You can't fucking say it. You should never say it.
Does she say it every once in a while?
She never does.
What? Never?
It's not even in her lexicon. Not even close. So you write in, if it's fitness advice, if it's life advice, this is advice about the culture, you write in, and we're going to give you advice. We're still working a title. I just want to call it Black Advice. That's how we can have a show and just have content just streaming through. So that's another show. I don't know if you got anything out of this show, but we're going to try to have segments where... See, I want segments that will bring entertainment. Us obviously chopping it up about shit that goes on within, you know, this crazy Bay Area. Because there's a lot of shit that goes on. See dudes trying to take a shit in a paper bag. Not even a big paper bag, a small one.
Yeah, one of the little small ones that you put, like, prescription drugs in.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to make it.
You know, so it's, you know, a lot of shit happens here. Mm-hmm. And then, but I think the advice show would be pretty dope. Because then other people could look for our advice and then they can continue to give us content, you know?
Yeah, and we can make fun of you at the same time.
Because that's what people, you know, want to get roasted. So there's a link in the description. You could leave a voicemail. I'm going to set up an email where you could send submissions to, and then we can get it started. And we haven't even gotten a name yet.
Nah, we're working on that. For now, we'll call it Untitled.
Untitled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't take it from us. Yes.
Yeah. That I'm really loving that one.
Don't take it from us? Yeah. I'm going to check to see if that's out.
Don't listen to us.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So, we'll see. All right, man. So, this is out. From me, Sean Green.
Good evening. This is Sabri.
Yes. See, my man is sultry. We should just call it Sultry and Me. Sabri and Me. The Sultry. Yo, and it's all about Wooly in 2023. I'm 10 years behind. 2013 was a good year for
2013.
Me. I was 43, man. I was like still mad fast. I was running like 7-minute miles on a consistent. But now if I do that now, it's going to really hurt the hip the next day.
Yo, the body changes, man.
That's why it changes. Slow and easy. I went slow and easy today. Mm-hmm. 10:30 pace.
Doing all kind of prehab before you get the workout. The prehab is longer than the workout nowadays, fellas.
It is.
And ladies, too.
You got to.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So I'll edit this and I'll get this out for Monday, and then we'll go from there. We got a lot, man.
How many minutes?
I think we got well over 2 hours of content.
Jesus, man.
Easy.
I'm curious to see how you're going to chop this up.
All right.
Outro music is gone. Peace.
Peace. That's it.